Skipping my morning routine can easily throw off the balance of my day-to-day because a girl needs her morning self-care time. And same goes for the sensitive vaginal microbiome, because did you know that 9 out of 10 women have unstable vaginal microbiomes? That's why Seed created VSO1 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. In the last few years, especially, I've been paying more and more attention to what I put in my body, and I need to remind myself that vaginal health is just as important as the rest of it. Day-to-day things like menstruation, exercise, diet, sex, and more can easily disrupt your microbiome. So it's really reassuring knowing VSO1 went through rigorous scientific testing and was found 10 times more effective than a leading oral probiotic. VSO1 is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with only 2 tablets per month. So it's super easy. Find your balance and get proactive with your vaginal care with VSO1 from Seed. Go to seed.com/WTJ and use code 25WTJ to get 25% off. That's 25% off VSO1 at seed.com/WTJ, code 25WTJ. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When my work schedule is packed with work deadlines, in-person events, and social commitments, it's easy to let some priorities slip. Even though I know going to the gym is good for me, especially when I'm overwhelmed, it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But I would say when I'm starting to feel like my plate is too full, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy truly is so helpful for learning positive coping skills for when I get too overwhelmed and I get to build up my priorities. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and designed to be the most convenient and flexible and work with your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to switch therapists, it's so easy and you can do it anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WTJ today and get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/WTJ. Somebody asked, is the first year of marriage hard as what people say? Is that a hard transition?
The first year of marriage, I would say
no.
Nothing really changed. If anything, we just grew to love each other even more because we realized that this is actually official and you're my family. So things got just better.
Yeah.
Like,
there was no like transition.
No,
there was, just everything stayed the same.
Because by that time we've already lived together.
Yeah.
So it's not like we never lived together and we're married and now we live together and I found out all this shit about you.
Yeah, at that point we had already lived together for 2 years.
Yeah.
We had already,
like, I knew you so well.
Yeah, which is crazy because now I feel like I know you even more.
Yeah.
You know?
So I think the first year there wasn't, I'm trying to think
I'm trying to think what's the difference.
Like, what is the difference?
I mean, I will say, like, make sure you live together for a while before you get married. Yeah. Like, don't live together and get married and then live together. Nah.
But I mean, it's different for everyone because culturally sometimes it's different for everyone. You know,
I'm like, not speaking about anything culturally because if that, I can't speak on that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about if your culture is the same, like, Western culture, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
In which, like, these steps are freely taken or, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there isn't, like, a specific expectation around them. I feel like you should definitely live together before. Because that way, there's nothing... Like, once you get married, there's no transition to be had, in my opinion. There shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Because, like, a transition to what? Now, transition to marriage, I don't think it should be a transition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the most challenging part of marriage? The most challenging part to me, I would say, is it's not really a challenge.
It's okay but, if it is.
No. But you have to be patient. You have to constantly remind yourself to be patient.
Yeah.
I would say that would be like, if I have to find something.
Mm-hmm.
In marriage, you have to be patient. Because if you're not patient and you're in a marriage.
I don't know why when I hear people referencing marriage. It seems like such a thing and like so serious.
Okay, no, marriage is a thing. Okay.
I know, it's a thing, but I also feel like I'm just with my family. Like I'm like.
Like you live in life with this person who is your family.
I'm just not thinking of my marriage.
Yeah. What is the most challenging thing for you in a marriage, would you say? Like, what do you feel like? Because I'm in this marriage, I feel like this is like a challenge for me. Do you have something?
Honestly, my marriage. honestly, my marriage is like the last thing I think about when I think about something challenging in my life. I feel like I have so much other shit that is challenging that my marriage like doesn't come close to anything. Like it, I don't consider my any part of my relationship with you challenging.
If anything, like when I think about like we have all these other things going on, like yeah, challenges like, there, challenges there. When I come home to my marriage,
it's the easiest shit of
my life.
I'm
like,
oh,
finally, I'm here.
Exactly. It's like the easiest, most natural, most simple thing that I have in my life. If you have like little pockets of like you have work, but within work you have like little things and you have that, you have family, mm-hmm. you have friends. It's like my relationship with you is the safest, most chill, most.
It's like we always want to like come back here, you know, like at night, like at night when we go to bed and we had a whole day, I'm just like, this is my favorite part.
Yeah.
This is why we do all this shit.
And also this is why I say that. I feel like when we're together, I'm alone.
Okay, we gotta stop saying that because people like, don't get it.
When we're together,
someone's gonna DM me. You feel like you're alone?
No, yeah, you feel like you're alone in this marriage. No, no, no. It's like it's so hard to describe, but it's so real to me. And yeah, I wouldn't say anything. Okay, I wouldn't say that nothing is challenging because you've seen if you've been listening to the episodes and the podcast, like there's plenty of things that I have to work on, things that Yoni has to work on, things we've discussed that we would like each other to work
on. But we both know what homework we need to do.
But also to me, that's not challenging because it's like this is like my favorite thing that I have in my life. What am I doing if I don't want to work on that? You know, and like that work doesn't feel like work. It feels like, you know, when you like love something.
It doesn't feel like work.
No, like in a way, it's like when you love something, it just doesn't feel like the way that when people say when they have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you're so tired, you're so frustrated and there's all these emotions and feelings and it's maybe like the hardest job you've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like a job because the love and the feeling and everything attached to it changes your perspective on what challenge feels like or looks like. It feels the same way.
Yeah.
I think that's a good note to close on.
No, it is. It is. But I got one more.